at the 2012 NAAA convention. I'm visiting with Kyle Scott. And Kyle, I understand you're an officer here of the organization as treasurer. So let's start out by having you just tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in this industry, for example?
I've been in the aerial spraying business for a little over 20 years. I started taking my flying lessons when I was a senior in high school, and then I worked for a helicopter operator as a ground man while I attended school to earn my ratings and certificates. I started flying in the spring of 92, and I started in Minnesota, and I'm now located in Colorado.
All right. Well, obviously a member of NAAA. How long have you been a member?
I've been a member from the very beginning. I joined my first year, if I remember right, I joined both the state and national association. I knew from growing up with my dad and his involvement with representative organizations that was important for the industry you're involved in.
So tell us a bit more about your business.
We're based out of Fort Morgan and Yuma, Colorado, and we run four turbine airplanes, two -10 thrushes, a -1 thrush, and a 402 air tractor, and we spray primarily corn, wheat, alfalfa, some dry beans, sugar beets, onions, potatoes, millet, a few other things. So we're pretty diverse cropping area.
Well, you were a sponsor here for one of the young guys who was a recipient of the NAAA BASF scholarship, Justin Mook. Tell me just a little bit about him and what prompted you to do that.
Justin used to be a customer of mine. He's gone through some tough times in that our area has had water, irrigation water, taken away from guys that were using wells to pull groundwater, and he was one of the guys affected by that. Justin's always had a desire since he was a young man to be a pilot, and as he had this happen in his life, he started to look for different opportunities and what he was going to do now that his farm had dried up. So he started working for me on the ground as a ground man while he worked on his license, and we started talking about how he would get into this, and in the last 2 years of him working on the ground, he's demonstrated the strong desire and the willpower to get it done. So when I saw the scholarship advertised in the NAAA magazine, I suggested he apply for it.
Well, very nice young man. I enjoyed getting to meet him yesterday. So when you look at this NAAA BASF scholarship, why is that so important?
Well, I think that we've had a period in agricultural and in agricultural aviation that we haven't attracted a lot of the young people into it. They were going off for jobs in the big city, not staying on the farm, not staying around to work in the agricultural community. And we've seen that in our own pilot population. We've been gradually aging, and we haven't attracted in the new younger guys. So I think it's a tough business to get into. It's expensive to get your licenses and get training and get started. And I think BASF support of that is great because, you know, we're going to need to have guys flying these airplanes, and we need to attract younger guys to it.
Well, this is obviously one way that BASF is playing a role in advancing the aerial application industry. You know, how do you think they're doing in terms of really supporting this industry?
Oh, BASF support has been unreal. We see they have a presence at every convention. They're sponsoring meetings and education meetings. We see their advertising in farm publications to let growers know that aerial application is a viable way to have their products applied. They sponsor the Operation Safe for aircraft to be calibrated and pattern tested, and they've had other programs to help with purchasing new nozzles. BASF has been a great company for our industry.
Well, you mentioned Operation Safe. Have you participated in one of those fly-ins? And if so, tell us about your experience.
Yeah, I have. I've participated in several of them. The state of Colorado has had a history of training Operation Safe analysis and using our own fly-in as a training grounds for that. So, you know, we take our airplanes to it every year that they have it, and get them checked out.
So tell me, how important do you think it is for companies to produce new products that can be applied aerially?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. You know, as new problems develop, Mother Nature has an amazing way of adapting to, you know, our varieties that are resistant to a certain bug or a disease. It seems like another one pops up that becomes a problem. So to have new products available and being developed all the time is extremely important so that we can continue to produce an abundant, healthy food supply.
All right. Well, I really appreciate, Kyle, you visiting with us here at the NAAA convention that's taking place in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.